Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Rick Velotta. He covers business, tourism, and transportation for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Rick Velotta. He covers business for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And it's a pleasure to have you back on the program. It's
been
too long.
Thanks for having me back.
Let's start out with a recent meeting to discuss the potential stadium, a UNLV. Las Vegas Sands has got a proposal that they would pick up a big chunk of the cost, but they're also looking for public money. Tell us about this hearing and what came out.
Well, the meeting was a group called the Southern Nevada Tourism Infrastructure Committee, which was established by an executive order by the governor. And one of the things that it's going to be doing is going to take a number of different suggestions that come in from the tourism industry about what types of projects can be performed that would actually strengthen the tourism economy in Southern Nevada. So you've got proposals to expand the Las Vegas Convention Center and to kind of refurbish it, make it a little upgraded. You've got a proposal for a number of road and highway projects that will make the flow of traffic from the strip to the airport better. You've got a proposal for a light rail transit system that would also enhance our transportation grid. And then you've got this big stadium proposal, which is a $1.3 billion proposal that has been forwarded by a partnership between Las Vegas Sands and Majestic Realty to build a domed stadium that would not only serve as the home field for the UNLV football team, but also as a potential site for a National Football League team, which I think a lot of people think that's maybe a pipe dream, but it's still on the table. It's one of the things that the proponents of the stadium are saying that this is possible, and here's why. And they kind of explained a lot of the details of that at this meeting that occurred last week.
What was the detail that most impressed you?
The detail, I think, is that what surprised me a little bit, I guess, is that among the 32 locations where there is an NFL franchise now, If Las Vegas were included in that mix, we're actually right about in the middle. I thought maybe we'd be down kind of on the low end, but we're actually larger than a lot of cities that already have NFL teams. New Orleans, Buffalo, Jacksonville, obviously Green Bay. But the thing is that our demographics fit really well we have the people who would go to these games. We have a tourism economy where people who have allegiances to other teams would come here and they'd have a place to stay. And there are just a lot of things that make sense in the proposal that I think a lot of people haven't thought about. Now, I think that the proponents of the stadium are kind of banking on the public liking the fact that the NFL is so popular and that they would get behind this proposal. Because there are some flaws to it. It would incorporate the need for some public money, and most people don't want to give public money to a stadium.
And let's talk about the NFL. Now, this is the organization that doesn't want any gaming ads in the Super Bowl.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why I think that it's a pipe dream, because I'm not convinced that the NFL has changed its stance on how it believes about gambling. Obviously, Las Vegas or Nevada is the only place where you can place a wager on a game. So that's why we're different than any of these other places that already have casinos, and they have gambling right outside their doors. But at the same time, we're the only ones in this country that will take a bet on a game itself.
Let's talk about, you was talking about the expansion of the convention center. It's not just an expansion, it's over $2 billion expansion.
Well, and the cost of it is kind of it's moved around, it's a moving target a little bit. Right now, the Las Vegas Convention Visitors Authority are considering it a $1.4 billion deal. Now, the reason why I think that the price tag is kind of variable is because that doesn't count the acquisition of the Riviera property, which they had to do in order to make this expansion. And it also doesn't include what they call phase four of their development, which is actually developing that area of the Riviera for whatever buildings they intend to put on in the future. But what it does include is the construction of a new exhibit hall, a general assembly hall, and an area of what they want to do is to put the current convention center in a position where there's a lot better flow of people. So what they're doing is connecting all the halls with one kind of a lobby way that will extend the entire length of the building.
Okay, and this also sets up a battle that's been going on for a long time between Las Vegas Sands and the Convention Authority as far as competition goes.
Right.
And feel comfortable to comment or not comment as you wish because of the Adelson family's ownership of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. But, you know, we've seen this battle before, going back during the beginning of the Gibbons administration. Mm-hmm. MGM has already come out and said that they're in favor of the expansion, but they're in favor of the stadium, but not if that money comes from the convention authority.
Right. And Sam, I appreciate you doing this disclosure that I should have probably given from the very front, that the Las Vegas Sands, a subsidiary of the Las Vegas Sands, owns the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So that being said, you are right. There's a lot of history on this. And, back in the 90s, there were some pretty serious discussions from the Las Vegas Sands Corp about trying to dismantle the LVCVA, which is the marketing arm that promotes Las Vegas to the world. They also have the role of managing Las Vegas Convention Center, and that's where the rub is right now. Is that Mr. Adelson's company has the second largest convention center in Las Vegas, right up there with the MGM Grand Internet or MGM International. So MGM Resorts International, that is. What they have is a convention center at the Mandalay Bay. So it's kind of odd because you've got on one side the Sands Corporation saying we don't want this type competition from an entity that essentially uses public money to compete against them, while you've got MGM, which has a similar circumstance, saying we do want the extension of that because one of the key factors in us maintaining our lead as the top convention host in the country is to upgrade our facilities. Right now, there's a lot of the building that was, you know, built in the 50s. So we're talking about some really old stuff that needs to be upgraded. A lot of other competitors are getting ahead of us.
Something in Las Vegas that's from the 1950s. This is unacceptable. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Velotta. He is the business correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So the Genting project on the side of the old Stardust, we've gotten a parking garage. When do we see rooms? When do you anticipate we'll see rooms opening in that project? Because they're saying potentially up to 7,000 rooms before they're all done.
Right, and that's kind of been a slow-moving project for a number of reasons. But and part of it, it's a little bit strange, is that because the previous developer already had some of the structure up, they had to figure out ways to make it work within their own plan. So there is a little bit of engineering that's involved with this, but when will I see a room? It's probably not going to be until 2018 or 19, I would think.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's going to take some time to build what they say they're going to build. And in addition, we're not going to see 7,000 rooms right off the bat.
Right, right.
We're going to see it in phases.
Right, but I mean, you know, 3,000 rooms, I would have thought, you know, could be done by end of 2017, maybe beginning of 2018.
They probably could be if they were on a fast track, but I don't believe that they are at this point. And, you know, a lot of it is, this is a company that... While we're familiar with them and they compete with some of our our companies in other locations, specifically
like Singapore.
Right. We haven't really seen them in Las Vegas. They have some operations in New York, but at the same time, this is kind of a big project for them, and they know it, and they want to do everything right, and they think that part of this is to make sure that everything that has been planned is going to go according to that plan.
Also, the James Packer Andrew Pascal property that was used to be the New Frontier That's going to be, I understand, about 1,100 room boutique hotel. Is that coming out of the ground yet?
It is not, but and I have to tell you, Sam, that that's one of the properties I know not as much about. I just got on the gaming beat,
sure.
So I'm still learning about that. And so the that project, while I'm aware of it and I've heard of it, I don't know a lot of specific details about it.
Okay, so resort fees, we have accepted them. We don't like them, but we accepted them. Now parking fees. Do you see this going everywhere except the locals' casinos?
It's kind of hard to say how that's going to go because at this point, I think that some of the other properties that you're referencing that MGM Resorts International has announced that they're going to be doing some parking fees for their properties. I think in the initial stage, we're going to maybe see some of this going on close to where the new T-Mobile Arena is. And so we'll see some of that gradually taking place. But I think the other properties, you know, Caesars, Boyd, some of those, are going to take a wait-and-see attitude on this. They're not really going to jump right in until they see what happens on this. Because if it turns out to be a successful revenue source or a revenue stream, why not? But at the same time, there's a lot of blowback from a lot of the public about saying, you know, if they're going to do this, if MGM's going to do this, then I don't want any part of it, and I'll just patronize someplace else.
You know, but the other side of the coin here is if you go to San Francisco or San Diego or ever, it can be $65-$75 a day for parking. So if they were to throw in a $10, $15, $25 a day parking fee, it is not that outrageous. But I'd just like to see it when you go in and do a search on Expedia, yeah, that you saw the resort fee and the parking fee right on the homepage there. One of the things that's got to be exciting for all the operators in Las Vegas right now, especially on the Strip, is with no new rooms, the average daily room rate is going up.
It is.
The profits are going up all over the place, and they are having a wonderful time refurbishing properties but not having to build from the ground up.
And in addition, the convention business is very healthy right now. Flights coming into McCarran are growing, so we've got we're kind of in a mini boom phase right now, if you will. But
I think it's the mini boom before the giant boom.
Perhaps, but the fact is that the average daily room rates are climbing. It's not to the point where it was at its peak in the 2007 before the crash, but it is growing, and it's getting to be to the point where I think that a lot of resorts are kind of counting on that. Also, the occupancy rates are inching up a little bit. I mean, there's not a whole lot of room for it to go. When you're at 90%, there's not a whole lot of room to move it even higher. But the fact is that it does inch up ever so slightly month by month.
Amazing. We'll be back with more with Rick Pallotta when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
What the heck does HVAC stand for? HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. It also stands for one of the hottest careers around, and trained HVAC technicians are in high demand. As an HVAC technician, you'll work with mechanical, electrical, and refrigeration systems. Start your career as a heating, ventilation, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. That's 775-583-4696.
A lot of really smart decisions get made every day in places like this. And in places like this. Switch to the Spectrum Triple Play with the smartest TV, internet, and voice services, just $29.99 a month each. Call 844-955-2999. How smart is Spectrum? You get all your HD channels free. Plus, watch primetime shows from your favorite networks free on demand anytime. Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. And with Spectrum, you get the fastest internet at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's 20 times faster than DSL with a free internet modem and bandwidth to support all those smart devices in your home. Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-955-2999. And Spectrum Voice means unlimited nationwide calling with no hidden taxes or fees like the phone companies charge you. Get Spectrum TV, internet, and voice with no contracts. Just $29.99 a month each. Make the smart move. Call 844-955-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Velotta of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He's the business correspondent. Caesars continues to spend a lot of money on improving their properties, improving the rooms, all at the same time while the bankruptcy continues. Do you think that they are going to be, through the bankruptcy, forced to divest some of the properties that they have wanted to get rid of, but wanted to get rid of at a price nobody wanted to pay? For example, the Rio. You could also look at properties in Reno and Lake Tahoe. Do you think that those are going to end up being on the chopping block?
It's kind of hard to say. I think that right now the company is looking to do whatever they can to maintain what they have. But certainly if the court rules against them in some of the appeals that have been going on, that would certainly be an option that they would probably consider. Which properties those are that they would divest, I don't have any inside knowledge on who that would, you know, which properties those would be. And they pride themselves in being diverse across the country. So I think they like the fact that they've got properties in Lake Tahoe, and they've got properties in, all over the country right now, because that's part of what makes the appeal of the company, because they can market their Las Vegas properties at those outlying properties as well and bring them to Caesar's Palace and to some of the places they have.
Yeah, well, you know, I remember somebody when I was in a lot of trouble, and I said, well, that's not my first choice. And they said, well, you don't have your first choice. And I think Caesar's, with $10 billion of debt that they're trying to shed, may not have much of a choice. Okay, I've been dying to say this to you the whole interview. Hyperloop. Man, this is the craziest story ever. Started with Elon Musk. Tell us the story and where we are with it.
Well, it kind of came as a surprise, because out at Apex, which is the industrial area out in North Las Vegas, there's a great deal of land out there, and there was a big stir back in December for a company called Faraday Future to build electric cars out there. And then lo and behold, we find out that this company, Hyperloop Technologies, is also looking at some of that space out there. And I had heard first about Hyperloop about 2 years ago when Elon Musk was first talking about it. And I thought it was fantastic, because I'm a transportation guy. Imagine getting into a compartment in a tube and whisking through that tube at 600 to 750 miles an hour. It's incredible. Well, they've gotten to the point now where Elon Musk has basically said, we're going to let other companies deal with this, and they have two companies that are actually working on Hyperloop technology. And one of them has set up a test track in North Las Vegas at the Apex Center. A second track that actually uses the tubes, the first one was like an outdoor test track, but the ones that actually use the tubes and would be a small-scale version of what they want to do, is on the agenda for possible construction later on.
Now, this is the same technology, but more sophisticated, that you use when you go to the bank.
Exactly.
And they got that tube thing where you put your checks in and they send you back your receipt.
Yeah, if you can imagine traveling in one of those, that's basically what it is. Obviously,
slightly larger.
A lot more sophisticated, too, and certainly the concept is the same in trying to limit the friction of the air passage, and so it's a kind of a tube that's pretty much sealed and has very little resistance in it, and allows.
I would hope so.
Right.
We've seen so many things. Who would have dreamed up a cell phone that does all our cell phones do? So I mean, this is not crazy. But they're going to the state for incentives.
That is correct. They will be. I think by the time after our conversation, they will have already gone. So that's still up in the air for us, but should be resolved very quickly.
High speed rail. It seems, despite itself, to be inching forward in Nevada, at least, not so much in California.
That is true, and there was actually a pretty big news event a few weeks ago regarding. One of the California rail authorities actually signing off on a link of that between Palmdale and Victorville. And why that's significant is because that then will present the very real possibility that we could have a line that goes from Las Vegas to Victorville to Palmdale to downtown Los Angeles, which is exactly what everybody wants. Ultimately, that's the goal, is to have that and maybe even have some nonstop trips that would do the same thing. But just the fact that they're going to be doing the environmental studies on that 50-mile patch there is really helpful for the company. Obviously, Express West, the company that's developing the project, is excited about it, but they can't really talk too much about it until some of those environmentals are completed.
And, you know, there's an interesting video on the Nevada Resort Association website of Tony Marnell talking about why Victorville makes sense. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, at his time at the Rio, so many of the zip codes that they were dealing with came from the Inland Empire,
exactly,
which is an hour from Victorville, and actually makes a lot more sense once you start thinking in terms of how well the Rio did than thinking it's pie in the sky. Hey, I got to tell you, we're out of time.
Okay.
But
good.
What that means is you're very welcome to come back soon.
I'll do that.
Pleasure to see you. Rick Velotta. We'll
Thanks
be right
very
back.
Much.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Attention bargain hunters and smart shoppers.
It's a three-day price blitz at More Furniture for Less.
Big savings and beautiful styles everywhere.
Hundreds of sofas, every bedroom, every dining room, mattresses, and much, much more.
It's a three-day price blitz. Plus, you'll get 0% APR financing till January 2019.
With equal monthly payments.
It's a bargain hunter's dream.
Right style, right price.
It's the three-day price blitz this weekend at More Furniture for Less.
Nevada is one of the worst places in America for the sex trafficking of teenage girls.
Thankfully, Catherine Cortez Masto went to work to help law enforcement fight back.
As Attorney General, she made sex trafficking a felony crime and increased sentences.
She gave victims the right to sue their captors.
And expanded the sex offender registry to protect kids.
Catherine's a problem solver. That's what she's all about.
Isn't that something we need more of in Washington?
I'm Catherine Cortez Masto, and I approve this message.
The spring clearance event is now in overtime. You still have time, so hurry to Carson City Jeep for clearance pricing on every new Jeep. Save on a new 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, just $30,900. Or the 2016 Jeep Cherokee Sport 4x4 for only $23,000. You wait all year for clearance pricing? The wait is over at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.